All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We've got a great episode for you today in Season 8, where we are talking about sexual addiction and compulsivity. The topic for today is Love or Addiction, the Trap of Codependent Desire. And this is a really important topic. And whether you're in recovery from substance abuse or you're in recovery from process addiction, behavioral addictions, compulsive behaviors, it's really important to look at all of the things we've been talking about, which is attachment wounding, family of origin, all of these things that lead to dysfunctional relationships and sometimes addiction in adulthood. And codependency is one of those things we really have to pay attention to, because in early recovery, it is one of the main slippery slopes to relapse. So if we're not looking at codependency, if we are not going deeper into the dis-ease, then we could really miss some things that are setting an individual up for a slippery slope to relapse. And relapse does not typically happen all at once, okay? It doesn't happen all at once. It happens, you know, little micro decisions at a time, okay? So when we do after action reviews, after somebody has some slippery behaviors or has fallen into relapse, we find like it was these small decisions that you were making to try to calm your or ease your anxiety that led you down this path. And oftentimes people calm their anxiety through codependent acting out. Okay. And codependency, what I think we talk about it a lot on this podcast, but if you're a new listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. Codependency is when your nervous system, the codependent's nervous system, is wired to and attached to somebody in dis-ease or disease. It could be addiction, it could be mental illness, but you become, you know, your nervous system is in a state of prolonged hyper-arousal, hyper-awareness, waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting to see what someone's mood is going to be, waiting to see if they can hold space for you, all of these things, and you become pretty much unable to see how your day is going to go until you see how the other person's day is going to go. So your world starts to really become small, and it starts to revolve around the person's dis-ease, the decisions you make, where you go, what you do, you know, how you show up in the world. It really seems to revolve around this other person, okay? And so most every time when we start to peel back the layers of disease and dis-ease, especially with sexual compulsivity, we find the disease of codependency. And we find that it has been there for a really, really long time. And sometimes it's now manifested in eroticized rage, where the person has become enraged and angered by the fact that their nervous system is wired to respond a certain way to females or males. Okay? So it's very important that we start to look at this. It could manifest itself in just habitual people-pleasing. It could manifest itself in a lot of different ways. It could manifest itself in needing validation, needing attention, right? And so for the recovering addict, it's very important that they start to look at codependency. And once they're in recovery, they really have to look at, are they codependent on their partner if they're in a committed relationship? So for the people who are in a committed relationship, they have to look at, is this relationship codependent or is this love? Is this acceptance? Is this true desire? Is this intimacy? Right? And often in the beginning, the answer is a big fat N-O, it's not. But it can become that. It can become that. And that's something that we start to look at through the process of recovery. Once the recovering addict is into the action stage and has a certain amount of abstinence and recovery, then they can start to turn towards their partner and look at that relationship and see what parts of it are dysfunctional, what parts of it are codependent, and what parts of it are beautiful and lovely and intimate and healthy, and what do we want to lean into, okay? And so I know that that comes later. I know that couples therapy comes long after recovery has been established. So for the people out there who think, oh my gosh, I've been discovered, my addiction is now out, and I want to go to couples therapy to make this better, please don't do that. Please go to an individual therapist who specializes in your type of dis-ease, so that you can become a whole, functioning, adult human who can sit down at the table with your partner and really honestly look at these things. Is this codependent desire, or is this intimacy and safety and love and care, right? Okay, so that's really, really important. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up is because if you're in early recovery, codependency, again, I know I mentioned this in the beginning, but it is one of those big, big, big risk factors for relapse. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. So be brave, be courageous, be willing to dive deeper into, you know, the wounds, the hurts, the betrayals, you know, the systems, the family origin that designed you, and look at the codependent elements of your behavior that got you into this state of dis-ease and then disease. And as you've moved into recovery, start to look at what elements of codependency are still very much alive and well and putting you at risk and putting your relationships at risk. Okay. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this shorty episode, and we will see you same time, same place. Bye for now. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey, guys. It's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great. iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.